True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My first observation very quickly was, I'm sure like so many of you, which is, boy, oh boy, this is the first quarter and a half and we're watching the Super Bowl again.
I mean, yeah, they're just about to get run out of the building.
That same terrible feeling you had watching the Eagles dominate the Chiefs, ended up being four quarters in that game, was the feeling that I, and I'm sure so many of you, had Friday in the first hour of that football game. A team that could do whatever they wanted to offensively, guys wide open, they were in full control, just like Jalen Hurts was. It was Justin Herbert this go around. And obviously, offensively, you had some terrible injury luck right out of the gate for the second year in a row against the Chargers. We're going to talk about, you know, Xavier Worthy's injury latest and everything like that. But just all those things, it was like a team that won 15 games a year ago. All the bad stuff for that year all happened Friday night.
In like the first, I don't know, 2 minutes of action? Like, just immediately things went bad. They got the ball. They ran three plays. Xavier Worthy was clearly immediately hurt by, and I don't think we ever, did we get clarification on who ran the wrong route where when completely wiping each other out? And of course, Travis Kelce, a bit bigger than Xavier Worthy, ends up wiping him out of the game and they run into all these issues. Yeah, we will talk about the injury. The short part was, I kind of felt like you. I was like, oh God, this is Super Bowl deja vu. This is my nightmare, and they're going to get run out. And then all of a sudden, in the third quarter, when the game was about to be what I thought about to be 13-13 before Harrison Butker missed the extra point, when it was getting ready to be 13-13, after that extra point, I felt different. But right before that moment, and that brief 15-second window gold, when it looked like they were getting ready to kick that ball and tie it up, I was like, the Chargers must be sick to their stomach that they let the Chiefs back in this game, in a game in which they did not play well for such a huge chunk of it. But genuinely, one of the most disorganized performances I've seen from them. Bad structure on defense, wide open plays. You got Drew Tranquil cussing out Chris Jones at the end for losing contain on the outside. That was what really stood out. They felt like they were all working against each other. And that's not how Chiefs football normally feels.
Yeah, I don't know if it was so much working against each other as it was to what you're
not
saying.
Not working together.
What you were saying is you had guys all over the defense not communicating, running into each other, which led to wide open targets. We don't have to get too dirty with the numbers here today. But basically, Ladd McConkey was open 30% of all routes he ran, which obviously is an insanely high number. And consistently, Keenan Allen was getting wide open. And that was, a lot of that was pure miscommunication. And anytime you're getting your own player running into you, one time it cost you an injury on the offensive side. On the defensive side, it just led to wide open targets for Justin Herbert and made his life so easy. You didn't get any pressure on the quarterback. Uh-huh. And so Justin Herbert was wheeling and dealing and looked great. He had all day. He could do whatever he wanted. And the Chargers, to their credit, were super aggressive through the air because they knew the Chiefs defense was worn down at some point in that game for being on the field as much as they were, and they had no pressure. So the Chargers, who are typically, and I bet you they'll go back to it, are going to be a run first team. I don't think Harbaugh just completely shifted his entire philosophy.
No, I think he just realized they could take advantage of it in that game. Yeah.
To their credit, you know, they did that. Now, we're going to get through each and every little thing. Don't worry. We're going to talk about Juwan Taylor. We're going to talk about Travis Kelce. We're going to obviously talk about the rest of the rushing attack. Was there even a rushing attack that existed?
Are you panicked? Is the season over?
But
Before we go any further,
I must say, I was not happy with Friday night. This weekend wasn't the best weekend. You guys may have seen that what happened on Saturday as well. So, and some of you like that. I didn't. Some of you like Saturday.
If you were a Kansas fan and a Chiefs fan, tough weekend.
I've had better weekends, Cody. I have. I've definitely had better weekends. But with all that said, can we acknowledge while we're going to get into all the very real concerns with this football team, can we acknowledge it is week one and this team doesn't suddenly suck? They didn't suddenly forget how to play football. The team is not going to now win 8 games and miss the playoffs. Let's all take a deep breath. Okay, now we can keep on criticizing.
I actually do think that that's an important note, though. Like, not to just be like passerby. Here's a quick observation for a couple of little stats to give you to make you feel a little bit better on this Monday morning. One, the last time they lost the opening game of the season, they ended the season, and I'm sure you remember this because it was only 2 years ago, winning the Super Bowl. The last time they started after week one, dead last in the division, which they are right now in the AFC West, they hosted the AFC title game. So, like, look, do I think that they forgot how to play football? No, but for a game, it did look that way. Like, for a game, my frustrations were, what are you, the same damn team from last year? Oh, check down. Mr. Checkdown's back. And no creativity. And Andy just ignored that they had a running game. And defensively, what's funny is years past, we used to say Spags' defense would start slow and then get hot. So, like, I can't even make that argument. Just the last couple of years has spoiled us because Spags' teams defensively have kind of found it early versus the previous years where, like, they had to find it in the middle of the year. There was just, it just felt, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised to find out, this is not the travel part, not the, like, oh, they had to travel. It felt like the air was sucked out of the room when Xavier Worthy was walking away. And I imagine that their game plan probably had some pretty key emphasis on Xavier Worthy.
Once they settled
in, the offense kind of worked. The defense is the problem the entire game.
I don't doubt that the game plan changed when Worthy went out. Obviously, he was going to be a huge part, and it still will, hopefully. We'll talk about the latest with his injury in a second. You're right. As the game went on, they actually scored on their last 5 drives against the Chargers. So, this is where, like, bigger picture, like, if we're putting together our priority list of concerns and everything, far more concerned about the defense, far more concerned than the offense. And that's with me acknowledging that right now it looks like they're going to have to go through a lot of growing pains offensively with not having their number one and number two receiver, at least for another 5 weeks. That's when Rice is back. And we don't know the for sure timeline on Worthy, but it feels like that could at least also be 5 or 6 weeks at minimum before Worthy's back, depending on what we learned from Andy Reid today. So they're going to have to figure this out, and it's going to be frustrating to watch offensively. And I get why there are some people panicking, because they know the schedule that the Chiefs have the first 6 weeks and how difficult this path is. You have the defending champs coming to Arrowhead. We'll, again, have plenty of time all week to talk about
Baltimore team that's probably going to be pretty mad after last night.
Yeah, exactly. I think, though, the way this team approached week one, you said it was, you weren't blaming it on travel, but you were talking about, like, the energy level and everything. I think what was really frustrating to hear after the game from Andy and others, and I understand, what are they supposed to say, but so many of them mentioned they didn't feel like they met the moment, if you will, and had the energy level and the intensity needed to go out there and win a football game. But for weeks and months prior on this show, and when we had players on the show during camp, and when we heard from Andy Reid and others, it was all about, we're on this, Isaiah Pacheco.
Revenge tour.
You know
tour.
What revenge means? You know what tour means? Revenge tour. All that, and yet they claim they didn't have the energy or the intensity to match the moment, and the maybe emotionally they didn't match the moment either, but it was all supposed to be about them proving people wrong, and I understand it's a long grind. This is a marathon, not a sprint of a season. We know that more than most, I think, cities in the NFL, based off of how last year even went. They won 15 games, but there were times where people thought that it was going to fall apart on them as well. It's frustrating to hear, though, that the Super Bowl loss last year and all the talk about it motivating them, than to hear that the energy level wasn't there. What were we waiting for?
I think that part of the energy level issue was Xavier Worthy getting beat, because like they had to feel the same thing we did, Gold. When you and I are watching that game, we're all at Kansas City watching that game. And Travis Kelce runs into Xavier Worthy, or Xavier Worthy runs into Travis Kelce, whichever version of the story it is. And he has got a towel over his head, walking back into the locker room. And you're like, are you kidding? Because my immediate thought was exactly what happened the rest of the game. Like, okay, so I got to watch last year's offense again?
Yeah.
Hard to have a revenge tour when you got to get it 3.5 yards at a time. Like, it's hard to feel like you're out for blood if you can't, if it's a crawling, painstaking, because their very first drive, when they finally started getting on the board, it was like 14 plays in a million minutes and took forever. And I'm like, yeah, that looks like last year's team. Last year's team wasn't incapable of having long, sustained drives. Last year's team was actually really good at that. And then Juwan Taylor was struggling and all this other stuff. And it just felt like you were having deja vu to the end of last season, a team that did go to the Super Bowl. That goes back to the whole point where, this is why I won't panic. Last year's team that had no wide receivers, that struggled for a huge chunk of it, won 15 games and went to a Super Bowl. Do I think now? I don't know what I would take after 6 games now. Before Rashee Rice, what would I just lock in? I don't think I'd lock in 3-3. That's how I know I'm an optimist. If I said right now, I'll guarantee you 3-3 and then Rice comes back, you take it? Or would you 4-2 I'd take, because obviously they've already lost one of the games. But 3-3, I'd still like, nah, Chiefs can go play their schedule. I'll see how they play against the Ravens. I'll see how they play against the Eagles.
I think the answer to that question depends on how much do you think the defense can come along over the next couple of weeks. Because, again, offensively, I think we know what it's going to look like now for a few weeks. We saw it multiple times last year. They're capable of scoring, but it's going to be tough, and it's going to be frustrating and not a smooth operation all the time. The offense over the next 5 weeks to me will be very similar to last year's, where you are quote unquote good enough to win because of your defense playing at a certain level. And that's why I still think the number one concern and focus, honestly, for me this week is what can be fixed defensively, more than even offensively. It's defensively, because we all know Jaden Hicks had a very, very rough day at the office. It's one game for him. But a rough day at the office, as we said earlier, you had guys running into each other. You had very little pass rush. It was almost non-existent. You had an odd amount of, soft zone coverage throughout the game. I have faith in Spags, but also how quickly can he get this group playing at a high enough level that can complement an offense that clearly is not going to be full speed with multiple key injuries now, or one's a suspension, but multiple weapons out the first minimum next 5-6 weeks of the season. So that's why I think it is more about, if you're asking me, I lock in for the rest of the month and a half, it's your confidence in the defense coming along more than it is actually the offense coming through over the next few weeks.
The problem was, it wasn't just one thing defensively that was bad in that game. It was they got no pressure on Justin Herbert, or got very little pressure on Justin Herbert, despite the fact he was without his left tackle. They had switched alt, did not allow a single pressure, but they were on a backup right tackle. It's not like they got a ton of pressure over there. So they didn't get pressure. Christian Fulton didn't play, and the secondary struggled. And then I do kind of agree with the fan sentiment that was, notice Justin Reed and a safety getting people organized, not being there.
Sure.
They didn't seem like on the back end they had it all sorted yet. And that might just take time for young players who have not been in that position to grow into that role. I'm not saying they can't grow into that role, but it did look like a defense who did not know what it was doing on the back end in the normal organization of the veteran safety that they're accustomed to having. Now, see, this is where this is where the text line goes too far. They said, hey, your football is an injury sport. You're supposed to overcome them. Patrick Mahomes didn't overcome his injuries. Justin Herbert did, because he lost his left tackle. Patrick Mahomes lost half his team last year, won 15 games, and went to the Super Bowl. So, I think they're a team capable of overcoming injuries, even if in that one game they did not play well without Xavier Worthy. It's also harder in an individual game. You have an entire game plan dedicated to beating a team that includes a player who had been healthy the entire time, and then on the third play of the game is no longer available to you. I know next man up is a thing we can all say. That is a difficult thing in the moment to overcome strategy.
It's not an excuse. It's just reality. No. I mean, any team loses their number one and number two offensive weapon, things are not going to look as great offensively. That's just the reality, though. Like, we can talk about it for a while, but the Chiefs have to very quickly move on from that and know that they're going to be without Rice and Worthy. and start to get some things cleaned up. If this was week, you know, four, week three, it's a different conversation than it is in week one. Let's see what they look like. Obviously, a tough game coming up on Sunday. The Chiefs are 1.5-point underdogs against the Eagles at home. Let's see what they got. Let's see what they got. Obviously, we'll have all week though to talk more about Philly, who we discussed last Friday. They didn't look great in a win against Dallas. So
added a defensive lineman, shopping for corners. So they don't love their roster either.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.